Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, that's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Well, we've reached the end of the Psalms of Ascent. Over the last several months, we've been preaching from Psalm 120 all the way through, Psalm by Psalm, to 134. In fact, in our preaching schedule, we're still to reach Psalm 134, but these podcasts have reached that point. And so I thought it might be time just to step back from the detail of each verse and each psalm and look at the bigger picture. If you've followed us through all of these podcasts and through this series, and if you haven't, I'd encourage you, perhaps you could go back to the beginning and work through them. But as you work through them, I think you might see, as I have, that God has some themes through these Psalms of Ascent, some themes that he would hope that we would take to heart. These pilgrims have gone from difficult places, places where they have felt under threat. Woe, he says in Psalm 120, that I dwell in Meshech, I live among the tents of Kedar. Places far from Zion, far from the city of God, far from the presence of God in some ways. And he, with his fellow pilgrims, has made this journey from these far places up and up and up the paths to the mountain of Zion, to the city of David, the place, the location of God's favored one, and the place where he promised to keep his presence with his people. And on that journey, the psalmist and his fellow pilgrims have expressed, I think, just about every kind of feeling about everything that happens in our lives. We've talked in this series in the Psalms, talk about marriage, talk about children, parenting, talk about destiny, identity, talk about feelings of loss and grief, talk about feelings of joy, talk about victory and defeat, talking about times of despair and times of hope. Just about everything in the human experience is contained in these amazing psalms. And so as we come to the end, what might be the big lessons for us? Well, the first I would suggest is that these psalms encourage us to slow down. To slow down. When I listen to podcasts by various people, I often speed them up on my device. I can do them at double speed. And I must admit that sometimes when the podcast doesn't seem to be particularly interesting, I put them on double speed. And maybe that's okay for a podcast. I don't know if you do that to my podcast, but I won't hold it against you if you do. However, in our relationship with God, we should never put God on double speed. We're not trying to speed him up. We need to slow down. We need to slow down to be able to hear him. This was a long journey for these pilgrims. These psalms were psalms they meditated on. They were psalms they sang over and over and over again on this journey. It helped them to slow down, to hear God's voice, to see the depth of the Bible, the width of God's love, the amazing nature of his grace. These things became clearer and more multidimensional as they repeated over and again, over and over again, these psalms. Are we slowing down? Is our prayer life meaningful? It becomes more meaningful as we slow down. Is our Bible study meaningful? Well, it becomes more meaningful when we slow down. And not only that, but I think the other key lesson from these psalms is the lesson of obedience. In the end, the psalmist has made a decision to trust God and to obey him, whether it's convenient or not. And a lot of the progress that we'll make in our Christian lives and in our faith depends on us being not only knowledgeable, but obedient to the Bible. As Peterson says in his book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, talking about obedience, the author of the book is writing us into his book. We aren't writing him into ours. We find ourselves in the book as followers of Jesus, and Jesus calls us to follow him, and we obey, or we do not. That's the choice that lies before us. If we learned nothing else from these psalms, let us learn to slow down and to obey. Well, I hope these podcasts have been encouraging to you. We'll continue with a different subject soon. You can find our church work at nwlcc.org.